robot, dear?
Oh!
Ooh, there's a good one.
That spot says compact only.
Mars, it's just a suggested car size. Easy. Easy. How am I doing on the right?
We're getting a lot of sparks over here, Dad.
Easy. Easy. Perfect. All right, everybody out the window.
Ooh, they all look great.
So, what are we going to see?
Ernest cuts the cheese.
Honey, I hit a school bus.
Look who's oinking. Look who's oinking.
Well, since we'll never agree, why don't you kids pick a movie? Your dad and I will pick a movie. Then we'll all meet in the lobby later.
Thanks, Mom.
Two tickets for...
Let me guess. Look who's oinking.
That's right.
Sold out.
Oh.
Maybe we could see something a little more adult.
Why, Marge, you frisky little devil. We'll take two tickets to... The Stockholm Affair.
Ooh, the paper called it a taut political thriller.
Political? Oh.
Mr. President, disturbing news. Serious cracks are developing in the Greco-Bolivian alliance.
Get me Jed Kulik.
Oh, this movie's too complicated. Hey, the floor's sticky. Who's that guy? What did that guy say when I said, who's that guy? Oh, that submarine's so fake. Look, you can see the strings. An octopus! What?
Watch the violence, you'll never get desensitized to it.
Just tell me when the scary part's over.
It's over.
I think that guy's a spy.
Well, of course he's a spy. You just saw him go through spy school.
Oh, wait! I heard how this ends. It turns out the secret code was the same nursery rhyme he told his daughter. It's pretty obvious if you think about it.
No, shut up, Homer. No one wants to hear what you think.
Yeah.
Homer, if it makes you feel any better, most of what they threw at you splattered on me. Homer?
Forget it, Mom. Dad's really mad. The tendons are throbbing at the base of his neck, and stress is collecting in the trouble spots here, here, and here. Making for one unhappy pappy.
Homie, aren't you coming inside?
Marge, I have always carried myself with a certain quiet dignity. Tonight, you robbed me of it. I'm going now, and I don't know when you'll see me again.
I guess that executive stress ball we got him for Christmas isn't working.
Ew, a skunk. Okay, fud me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. He's all healed up and he's back for more. Let's give a big drunken welcome to Yodeling Zeke.
Yodelay, olay, olay.
Our next act is our very own singing waitress, Lurleen. So I'm afraid drink service will stop for just a few moments. They're all yours.
Stupid Marge, tell me to shut up.
Thank you.
Tonight I'd like to try something a little different. It's a song I wrote while I was mopping up your dried blood and teeth.
Work all day for some old man, sweat and break your back.
Yeah.
Then you go home to your castle, but your queen won't cut you slack.
That's true.
That's why you're losing all your hair. That's why you're overweight.
Uh-huh.
That's why you flip your pickup truck right off the interstate.
That's right, except for the pickup truck.
There's a lot of bull that hands you. There's nothing you can do. Well, I don't understand you, but I do. No, your wife don't understand you, but I do. I said no one understands you, but I do.
Hey! Hey, Lurline, I gotta say something to you.
I'm listening.
Your song touched me in a way I've never felt before. And which way did it can?
So what's your name, stranger?
Homer J. Simpson.
My name's Lurline Lumpkin.
That's a pretty name.
Oh, you think so?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I forgot it. Bye, Lurline.
So long, Homer J. Simpson.
Yellow!
Where were you all night?
I was just up at this bar in Spittle County.
You should have called. I was very worried.
Marge, let's end this feuding and the fussing and get down to some loving. I work all day for some old man. I sweat and break my back.
You weren't supposed to remove his gallbladder.
Put it back! Put it back!
Your wife don't understand you, but I do.
Homer's singing to his ball again.
Yeah, and he's bowling at 280.
Oh, yeah?
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Hey, Mo, you got any FUD?
FUD? I thought they took that off the market after all those hillbillies went blind.
Oh, no. I went to this bar the other night and
Wait a minute. You went to another bar?
Mo, I was 100 miles out of town.
Oh, Homer.
Well, if it isn't Homer J. Simpson.
Lurline, I can't get your song out of my mind. I haven't felt this way since Funky Town.
Oh, aren't you sweet?
Do you think I could get a copy of it?
Sorry, darling. All my songs are up here. I'm basting a turkey with my tears. Don't look up my dress unless you mean it. I'm sick of your lying lips and false teeth.
Lurline, we've got to crack open your head and scoop out those songs.
Oh, I don't know.
Come with me!
Oh! I said no one understands you, but I do.
Listen, ma'am, my brother owns a radio station over in Weevilville, and with your permission, I'd like to take your CD to him.
Homer, it's your quarter. What do you say?
I guess so.
This is KUDD 570 AM. Hey, don't touch that dial. You've got cud on it.
You work all day for some old man. Sweat and break your back.
For the next half hour, beer's on the house.
What'd you say, Mo?
Nothing.
I thought I told you to stay away from my sister.
But your queen won't cut you slack.
Oh, here's $50. Take her to the copa.
Now you talk so tough. Act so rough.
It's payback time.
The heartache and the sadness live buried deep inside.
Oh, puts this whole ride into perspective, doesn't it?
She's wonderful. I could feel her sweet country soul in every digitally encoded bit.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy. Marge, what do you think?
Well, it's nice. But who is this woman?
Well, right now she's an out-of-work cocktail waitress, but she's going to be a country music superstar like, that jerk in the cowboy hat and that dead lady.
I don't like you hanging around some cocktail waitress.
Marge, you make it sound so seamy. All I did was spend the afternoon in her trailer watching her try on some outfits. Well, hi, Lurleen. We were just talking about you. I think I can come over. Let me ask my wife. It's a date.
Oh, Homer. Everybody's been calling. Mama, Daddy, the triplets, Vonda Mae, Piney Joe. And I owe it all to you.
Don't thank me, Lurleen. You should be thanking your brain.
Oh, Homer. No man has ever been this nice to me without, you know, wanting something in return.
Well, I was going to ask you for a glass of water, but now I feel kind of guilty about it.
Homer, you're just a big sack of sugar.
Thanks. You did say sugar, right?
Uh-huh. Now, Homer, I want you to be my manager.
Really? Well, I should warn you, I'm not great with figures.
That's okay.
I make a lot of stupid decisions.
Nobody's perfect.
I did bad in school.
I didn't even go.
My personal hygiene has been described as...
Homer, Homer, you'll be a great manager. There's only one thing you need.
Now, this is made from a space-age fabric developed especially for Elvis. Sweat actually cleans this suit.
Hmm. Marge, look at me.
I don't want to. I'm mad at you. I'm sick of that waitress and all the time you've been spending with her and this whole country music thing.
Then maybe you better not look at me.
Homer, where did you get that suit?
A friend bought it for me.
Was it Lurleen?
No. I think it was Lenny.
Don't lie to me. Are you having an affair with this woman?
No.
Have you kissed her?
No.
Has she kissed you?
A couple of times.
I want you to stop seeing her.
I can't. I'm her manager.
Her manager? That's ridiculous. I won't allow you to spend any more time away from your family.
Marge, you're standing in the way of my boyhood dream of managing a beautiful country singer.
Your boyhood dream was to eat the world's biggest hoagie, and you did it at the county fair last year, you remember?
Marge, Lurleen's going to be a big success, and whether you like it or not, I'm going to be there.
Fine. See if I care.
This studio has a lot of history. Buddy Holly stood on this spot in 1958 and said, "There is no way in hell that I'm going to record in this dump."
I'm sure Lurleen will love it.
Homer, how much did you just give that man?
Calm down, Marge. It's just our life savings. I'm not going to go into hock for this.
Hey, Colonel Homer. And you must be...
Mrs. Homer Simpson.
Charmed.
Thought you said she was overweight.
Marge, it takes two to lie. One to lie and one to listen.
What does that mean?
I don't have time to answer all these questions. Time is money. Come on, people.
Well, come on, boys. Let's break some hearts.
Oh, the bases were empty on the diamond of my heart when the coach called me up to the plate. I'd been swinging and missing and loving and kissing. My average was .008. So I spit on my hands, knocked the dirt from my spikes, and pointed right toward center field. This time I'm hitting a home run. This time love is for real.
Dad, can I do a handbone solo?
Stop it!
I've been slumping all season, but now I found a reason. I struck on a love that is true. I used to play the fiddle. I used to be a roamer. But the season's turning around for me now. I finally bagged me a homer.
That's right.
I finally bagged me a homer.
Lurleen, we're going to have to cut you off. We're getting some kind of grinding noise on the track.
You, off the bench. Guess what, Lurleen? I got you a gig on TV.
Oh, Homer, you're a smart.
smart as you are handsome.
Hey! Oh, you meant that as a compliment. Now, on this show, they want you to sing two songs. Maybe we should give them something new.
Well, I have been working on something that could really heat things up.
Let's hear it.
In this trailer, I get so cold and lonely. Lying there awake at night, muttering, if only you weren't married. So I might ask you to bunk with me tonight. Bunk with me tonight, oh, bunk with me tonight. I'm asking, will you bunk with me tonight?
Oh, that's hot. There isn't a man alive who wouldn't get turned on by that. Well, goodbye.
Homer, there's a hidden message to this song that you may have missed. Really listen. Bunk with me tonight.
Uh-huh.
Bunk with me tonight.
Right.
I'm asking, will you bunk with me tonight?
Marilyn!
That's right, Homer J.
I gotta think about this.
All our money's tied up in this woman. If she fails, we're broke. If she succeeds, I have no husband. I don't know what to root for.
You don't?
I gotta go. Homer?
Later, Marge. Lurleen's on TV tonight. I gotta get ready.
Just so you know, while you and Lurleen were out judging that grease pig contest, Maggie cut her first tooth.
That's great, honey. Say, have you seen my rattlesnake headband?
You're not even listening to me.
Sure, they will.
Kids, will you come in here? You've got a wonderful family, Homer. Please don't forget it when you walk out that door tonight.
I gotta go.
As much as I hate that man right now, you gotta love that suit.
Hold on to your pitchforks, everybody. It's time again for...
Yeah!
Starring in alphabetical order, Yodeling Zeke, Butterball Jackson, Reddy Boy and Yuma, Cloris Mosail, Big Shirtless Ron, Orville and Hurley, Gaffy May, Pip Diddler, Rooney, the Yahoo Recovering Alcoholic Jug Band, and tonight in her syndicated TV debut, Lurleen.
Excuse me, are you Colonel Homer Simpson?
Yes, I am.
I'm from Rebel Yell Records, a division of Tokusage Corporation. I'm interested in buying Lurleen's contract.
Forget it, pal. They don't call me Colonel Homer because I'm some dumbass army guy. Lurleen, they loved you.
Well, thank you. I'm still a little itchy from that fiberglass hay.
Is there anything you need?
Well, you could make my evening complete. What's wrong?
My whole romantic life is flashing before my eyes.
Gross! Thanks for dinner.
Oh! No!
At least could I have my dollar?
I'll love you for the rest of my life.
I'm sorry, Lurleen. All I wanted to do was share your beautiful voice with other people. And I've done that. Now I better get out of here before I lose my family. Just so I don't wonder, you would have gone all the way with me, wouldn't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now before we negotiate, I have to tell you I'm desperate to unload Lurleen, and I'll take any offer.
I'll give you $50.
You son of a... So...
I caught my wife in bed with my best friend.
You bit her?
Yep. Bit him, too.
And now, once again, Lurleen.
Homer?
Is there any room in that bed for a dad burn fool?
Always has been.
Now I'd like to play a song I wrote just this minute. It's called Stand By Your Manager. His name is Homer. He's quite a man. I tried to kiss him, but Homer ran. Sure wish I could say that I was his. I hope that Marge knows just how lucky she is.
I do.
Thank you.